It's the Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. We are through three rounds of the PIAA playoffs. Two more rounds left on the road to Hershey. Monday, Tuesday, semifinals. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the championships at Hershey's Giant Center. And one of the teams, we don't have a whole lot of girls' teams left, but one of them hoping to be playing in Chocolate Town later this week is the Blackhawk Cougars in Class 4A. And it's time to salute our WPIL Girls Basketball Player of the Week. She is Blackhawk sophomore Aubrey Hupp. Aubrey, we appreciate you joining us. Congrats on all your success.
Thank you.
Now, we're taping this, in all truthfulness, on Sunday, which is St. Patrick's Day. And now, having never talked to you before in my life, just seeing you with the red hair and the green, and I'm thinking, okay, there's a proud Irish girl, but you're not even sure if you have any Irish blood in you.
Yeah, not really sure, but I probably do. Probably some.
A little bit, right?
Yeah, there has to be.
Where do you get the red hair from? Mom's side of the family or dad's side of the family?
I think a little bit of both. My mom's great-grandma had red hair. And then I think someone in my dad's family had red hair.
Now, do you like it?
I do. I do like having red hair.
Because I had an older brother who also had red hair. And of course, you know, we teased him mercilessly. And he would then pound us. But I don't think that he was a fan of the red hair. And I always wonder because, you know, I mean, it's not a lot of people have at least natural red hair. So that's good. I'm glad that you you enjoy it. Long locks. Yeah. Naturally curly as well? Or
yeah, it's really curly.
So now do you I know you don't play that way. I mean, do you have it up? Do you braid it? How do you?
Well, usually, I mean, my like signature hair, I just put it up in like a bun on the top of my head. I just like to keep it out of my face, off my neck. Sometimes I'll wear two braids down, but I like to keep my hair up.
Well, up in the bun, isn't that like, you know, aren't you risking like by mid fourth quarter, it just being all over the place or?
Yeah, usually like by the end, like the more I get hit in the head, more the more I do, the more my hair starts to fall out. I tend to have to fix it at halftime.
Yeah. I shouldn't be laughing. You shouldn't be getting hit in the head, but the part of the game, I guess. What a successful season that you guys have enjoyed winning the Section 2 championship, having success in the district playoffs up until the championship game. You guys lose a heartbreaker to North Catholic. Before we talk about that Trojans game, what was your take on the season? Was this expected? Were you guys expecting such a dominant season coming in?
Yeah, I think we all were expecting to build off of last season, obviously, like making it to Hershey and everything. I think we all expected to do really well. And it was kind of hoped that we would get back and win the WPIL, but obviously.
Was that a tough bounce back? I mean, obviously, great disappointment. You're the top seed, so there's expectation or pressure there. You get to the finals. It's been a great postseason rivalry in recent years between Blackhawk and North Catholic, and they pull out the victory. How disappointing was that, and how long did it take for you and your teammates to sort of get your spring back in preparation for the state playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was really disappointing for all of us, but I think we came into practice. We played on Saturday. We had Sunday off. I think we had practice Monday, and we all came in thinking, like, the same thing happened last year. We beat North Catholic to go to the state final. So, obviously, like, we all thought we could do it again, and that was pretty much just our goal.
Okay. So, that Sunday in between, when you didn't have practice or anything, did you commiserate with some teammates, or did you just say, I just kind of want to veg out and not think basketball right now?
Well, The funny thing is, me and Alina Fusetti were at Rain at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, shooting for an hour, and then we kind of just spent the rest of our days kind of upset, but we still had state playoffs to go, so we couldn't re really dwell on it too much.
Yeah, well, it didn't carry over. You get that week, which is nice,
Yeah.
between the district and the state playoffs, and you guys came out flying Harbor Creek in your first state playoff game, and you guys handled them pretty well. That takes us to this past week against St. Mary's on Wednesday. St. Mary's out of District 9. Their nickname is?
Aren't they the
It's
Dutchman?
unique.
I
Yes.
have no
The
clue.
Flying Dutch, the Dutchman. Yeah, they
Okay.
sort of a unique nickname.
Yeah.
You guys handled them in impressive fashion by a score of 63 to 33. Elena Fusetti had 17 points. You had 15 points. Talk about what was working for you and your teammates. Obviously, a lot in a 30-point victory.
We kind of went into that game that didn't really have anyone. They didn't have a great post presence, so we kind of knew that a lot of us could score from the inside. Alina did really well scoring from everywhere on the court, and I pretty much just had a lot of my points in the paint because, again, their post presence wasn't huge.
Do you, when you are doing, especially in these games now, where you might not know a whole lot about, teams from other districts, when you see teams warming up and you don't see too many bigs on the other side, are you, getting excited, salivating a little bit at the thought of possibly really taking over?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely nice when I'm the biggest girl on the court and I can kind of do whatever I want down there. And it definitely makes it easier.
It makes it easier, but now let's go to the flip side. When you see a big or two on the other side, whether it's a team you know or a team that you're not familiar with, obviously now you got your work cut out and you got a challenge ahead. That probably gets the juices flowing just as well.
Yeah, it definitely does. I like having like a competition on defense. Like I like ha knowing that like guarding the post is difficult, and I like being able to like challenge myself with that.
Do you feel, I mean, you're still young, you're only a sophomore. Do you feel that your defensive game and Blackhawk has been tremendous as a team defensively all year? You're a big part of it. But do you feel maybe your defensive game is ahead of your offensive game or vice versa?
Not really. I think honestly, both are really, they've kind of developed in the same like flow. I work on offense and shooting a lot more, but I feel like on defense, like I like guarding a post girl and I like challenging myself with that. But I think both are kind of equal.
Okay, that's good. That's what you want, right?
Yeah.
How's your free throw shooting?
My free throw shooting is pretty good. I think I'm around like 75%,
That's
maybe.
good. That is good.
Yeah. I wish it was a little higher, but can't complain. It's pretty
And
good.
that's
I work on it a
something,
lot.
yeah, that's something you can work on, like, when you don't have anyone else around. And
Yeah.
I mean, that's something you can work on a lot more because, with size, you're going to probably be making your fair share of trips to the charity
Yeah.
stripe.
Yeah, I'm on the foul line a lot. I get a lot of foul shots.
Yeah. Well, you especially the first two, first time you go to the line, because teams might want to test you a little bit. Let's see, do they have to employ Hack-A-Shack or whatever
Yeah.
on you? And if you sink those first two, then they're like, oh boy, now what do we do? So
Yeah.
that's an intriguing aspect to life in the post. So now you get District 10. You move on to the quarterfinals. You get District 10 Fairview. And again, your defense, from everything I've heard, was just lights out, the team defense. really limiting the Tigers into what they could do. You guys win 43-19. You had a big game offensively. 23 of the Cougars' 43 points had to make you feel pretty darn proud having such a big game in a big moment in the state quarters.
Yeah, it definitely, it felt great, honestly. Really a lot, like my shots were falling, everything was really working, and our team played great defense, like holding them to, 19 points. Piper Roma did a great job on Garrity, and she's a great player, but our defense was just really good that game, and it was difficult for Fairview.
Yeah, defense seems to fire up crowds, too, and that's got to be – I always thought that is something when you see a team in a half-court offense that can't do anything. They can't get near the rim. They can't get any open looks around the perimeter. And they're you could just see the frustration building on that team. To me, and the crowd for the defensive – for the team playing defense is loving every moment of it. Do you feed off that?
Yeah, I definitely do. The atmosphere playing at Slippery Rock was really cool. It was definitely a big gym, but our fans were there. There were fans coming in for the next game, so there were a lot of people there, and everyone was like, it was loud. Our defense definitely, like, the crowd was pretty amped up for that, and that definitely helps.
That's tremendous. Do you feel, I'll ask this a lot of young athletes. Do you get a sense early on, whether it be in warmups or whether it be early in the game, that I'm feeling pretty darn good? Feed me the rock because this is my night. Or are there times where you're warming up, you don't feel it, and then you still go out and have a good game?
Yeah. Definitely, like, after I, like, hit my first shot, make my first layup, whatever, it definitely, like, makes me feel better. My confidence definitely goes up, and I feel like I can go and have, like, a pretty good game.
You will probably next year, definitely in 2 years, but probably even as early as next year, be one of the really big leaders on this Cougars team. What have you learned? This program is one of the best in the district. The Blackhawk girls basketball program, they've been outstanding for years and years and years. Then Coach Houston comes and continues the tradition. What have you taken from Elena and other seniors these last 2 years that will help you continue this machine rolling down the avenue?
Definitely, like, we just always, like, all the seniors in from this year and last year, they always, like, made sure our spirits were up, no matter, like, whether, like, when we lost the Whippio both years or, like, just losing a big game, we've kept our spirits up, and, like, they've done a good job at doing that. And, like, when we come into practice the next time, like, make sure we're working hard. And Alina definitely does a great job with, like, making sure we're looking ahead and, like, looking at the bigger picture than the looking back at a game that we lost.
You told me before you don't play any other sports. Basketball is your love. Do you consider yourself a student of the game? Do you enjoy practices? Do you enjoy breaking down film, either of the Cougars and to see how you and your teammates can improve, or of, you know, teams coming up, opposing teams?
You definitely, I love, like, for the playoffs, our coach has helped us. We have film tonight, actually, and I enjoy going to watch film, and he has, like, a lot of the other teams' plays, and I really like to, like, know everything before coming into the game. Like, we have, like, little packets, and I, like, make sure I go through it and mark all of our stuff that we, like, go over and practice the day before, just to make sure, like, I, like, in a game when I go in prepared.
So when you're watching a team, Wyomissing in this case, but any team that you're about to play, you're watching the film, And then when you get on the floor and you see what's going on and you almost know what's coming, that's got to be a pretty neat feeling too, right?
Yeah, definitely it is. It feels really good to like know what's coming so that I'm not like surprised. And yeah. Like, especially like in the Whipple game this year, I had gone through and like I could call out like what they were going to do. And honestly, in a lot of games, like I've known, like against Laurel Highlands, I knew some of their sets and where, depending on the girl I was guarding, where she goes and what that means the whole offense is going to do.
That's impressive. That's very impressive. So have you ever been caught thinking they were going to zig and they end up zagging?
Well, against Fairview, we had so many of their plays. Like, we had gone through a ton of them at practice, and they really did not end up running a lot of them, which was kind of disappointing, honestly, because I felt pretty confident going in that I was going to be able to identify most of them, but definitely that.
Tall task for you and the Cougars coming up on Tuesday. It's District 3 champion Wyomissing. Spartans have yet to lose, 28-0, and I don't care who you're playing. That is impressive this time of year. What do you know? What can you expect from Wyomissing?
Well, like I said, like we have film tonight, and we'll get like our scouting report and everything and our matchups. So I don't know a ton. I know they have a solid post player for sure. And then I'm not sure about their guard situation, but all I know is that we have to play hard, play like it's our last game, and go out there, do our best.
That's coming up Tuesday, Altoona High School, 5:30, the Cougars and the Spartans. And then the winner moves on to Hershey, Blackhawk hoping to return to Hershey for a game. That would be Saturday, if I'm reading this right, Saturday at 12 o'clock. Your glasses are going to still peek in. Universal Audenried against Scranton Prep is on the eastern side of the bracket, but we're not worried about them right now. It's all focus on the District 3 champs. All right, let's get to know young Aubrey a little more. Some fun questions. I hope they're fun. I don't know. Maybe you'll end up thinking that they're silly or stupid, but that's okay. March Madness, are you into the college basketball scene?
Somewhat. Definitely, I like to like follow up on March Madness. During the regular season, I keep up somewhat, but March Madness is definitely
You sound like me. I'm the same thing. I don't pay much attention to the regular season because I'm paying all my attention to the high school season. So, but this is a special time of year. Do you watch more of the men's tournament or the women's tournament?
Women's. I keep up with the women's tournament more.
So have you been keeping up with what's going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers recently?
I have not. I don't really pay attention to like other sports. Like I know, aren't we getting like a different quarterback?
We are getting a different quarterback. That is correct. Yeah. Well, we already did, I guess, technically, but Kenny Pickett is out.
Like gone or just like on the bench?
No, they traded him.
Oh.
This is breaking news, Aubrey. Yeah, they trade them. But if you don't follow the Steelers, we won't even waste any time talking about that. All right, I'm going to give you some things, and you rank them. Okay. Favorite to least favorite. English, math, science.
Science is definitely my favorite, and then probably math, and then English is my least favorite.
Now, You were excited about science. Is that something you want to get into? Or?
Yeah, I really like science. I like biology. I've thought about it. I think I want to be a physical therapist and go into that field.
Have you dissected a frog yet?
I did. I dissected a frog last year. I've dissected a lot. It's not like the dissecting. It's like the smell that gets me. I don't like the smell.
The formaldehyde, right?
Yeah. It's like the preservatives that they
do. That's nasty. No question about it. But the slicing open, you didn't have any issues with.
No, that's not bad. Like I dissected an eye an eyeball like this week, like this past week.
Wow, really?
Yeah, in my anatomy class.
So what's inside an eyeball? Teach, learn, educate all of us.
It's kind of like hollow, but there's like a jelly, like a clear
Oh.
jelly inside of it. And then there's like a obviously like your lens, like a hard lens.
Is it
It's kind of
is the
weird.
like if you're holding the eyeball, is it slippery?
Yeah, well, yeah, it is. There's like a lot of fat that you have to like get through, like to actually see the eyeball. But yeah, it's like kind of gross, honestly.
Well, a lot of biology is gross, kind of.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right, this one's I'm not even sure but I'll throw this out there. Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL.
Probably NBA and then maybe NHL and then NFL and then Major League Baseball.
Okay. All right. Steak, chicken, or seafood?
Probably chicken, then steak, then seafood.
Okay. Do you like the broiled chicken or the breaded chicken?
I like a solid piece of grilled chicken. Like I'm a pretty picky eater, so a good piece of grilled chicken's always good.
Yeah, that's good. I agree. Do you prefer chicken nuggets or chicken wings?
Well, this is gonna sound kind of weird, but I like boneless wings, but like they're basically chicken nuggets, so
No, there's a difference. No, there's a difference. So I'll give you that. There's definitely a difference between boneless chicken wings and chicken nuggets, especially depending on where you get the nuggets. Yeah. All right. Rank these genres of music: rap, rock and roll, country, and pop.
Probably pop, then rap, then rock and roll, then country.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Are you like a Swiftie?
No, not really.
Okay, all right, that's good. We can continue now.
I
Okay, rank these breads. Okay,
like bread. This will be good.
I like bread. I like bread too. We have that in common. Wheat, white, Italian, or rye, or other. Or other, if you want to throw another one in there, that's fine.
Probably white, then Italian. Then wheat, then rye.
Okay. Do you, because I'm a breadaholic myself. Do you do like if you have gravy or sauce, do you do the dipping with the bread?
Sometimes, like definitely, like rolls, you have to get butter. Like that, you have to. Like Texas Roadhouse rolls are really good. And then, like, yeah, I guess I dip.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I'll have like a big thing of spaghetti or something with gravy, potatoes with gravy or whatever, and the plate will be totally clean because I use the bread to just, I mean, it's like a sponge, edible sponge. All right. These drinks: pop, water, coffee, juice, whatever your favorite juice is, or milk.
What was the last one?
Pop, water, coffee, juice, or milk?
Probably juice. I drink an apple juice before every game and then water.
Is that it?
Juice, water, and then probably pop, but I really don't like pop all that much. Like, I drink ginger ale a lot.
Well, that's kind of a pop.
Yeah, it's just not like the most common. It's not like a Coke or anything.
Do you like, now let me ask you this. You like ginger ale? Do you like Sprite?
I do like Sprite.
See, I like ginger ale, but I don't like Sprite.
I
Figure
like
that.
ginger ale is definitely my favorite.
So you said you drank an apple juice before every, is that like a superstition?
I don't know. It like kind of turned into one just because I really like apple juice, and now I've just started drinking an apple juice before every game.
How long before every game? Like, do you do it like in the locker room before you come out or before
Like
you leave
in
the
the
house?
locker room, like in the locker room before I come out, or sometimes both. Like sometimes I'll have one on the bus, and then I'll have one like in the locker room before we come out, and then
Does
we warm
Coach
up for like 20
Houston hand
minutes.
deliver your apple juice? Make sure that you have it? No.
Well, one time, I think at the Whippial, I drank it like going back, and our trainer got me my apple juice. But yeah, everyone kind of knows about my apple juice
Okay.
thing.
All right. So, again, coming up before the game in Altoona, make sure all you Cougars that Aubrey has her apple juice. Fruits or vegetables, which one do you prefer?
Fruits for sure.
Favorite fruit?
Raspberries. I really like raspberries.
Oh, that's odd. Okay. Well, it's not odd, but I mean, I've asked that question of a lot of athletes, and I think you're the first to say raspberry. That's interesting. If you had to pick a vegetable, you would pick what?
Probably broccoli. I like broccoli.
Now, how do you like it cooked? Or do you like it not cooked?
No, I like it cooked, like pan fried, like with butter.
Okay. Sort of like pierogies, like we were talking about.
Yeah,
Yeah,
like
okay.
pierogies.
Favorite dessert?
Oh, carrot cake.
Whew. We've agreed on many. We're not agreeing on that one. But it's healthy for you, so good for you. Snack, like a salty snack. What's your favorite snack?
Pretzel goldfish.
Wait, is that all one thing or is that a top?
Yeah, all one thing. Like the goldfish, it's like little goldfish, but they're
I know the
pretzels.
goldfish.
Yeah, but they're pretzels instead of like the like
Really?
cracker.
I've never
Yeah.
seen that before.
They're really good. They're in a purple bag.
I'm going to have to check it out because I like goldfish and I love pretzels.
Yeah, they're really
All right.
good.
You're recommending them. So
I
I'll
do. I
let you know.
recommend them.
I will try it and I'll let you know. I'll get back to you.
Perfect.
Three states, one, two, three, that you have never been to but would like to visit.
Probably California, Washington State, and maybe Texas. I've never been to Texas. I feel
Okay.
like that would be kind of fun.
Washington State, that's unusual.
I just think it's like Seattle. Like I feel
Seattle's
like
a
I'd want to
beautiful
go there.
city. It's maybe a little damp, but and I've never been there, but I've heard it's a beautiful city. You like Pop-Tarts?
I do like Pop-Tarts
Favorite
the
flavor?
occasionally. Strawberry, probably just like the normal ones.
Toasted?
No, I don't like them toasted.
Oh. Okay, last one. Popsicle or fudgesicle?
Popsicle for sure.
And what color?
Red.
Or flavor? I guess that'd be cherry, right?
Yeah, cherry.
Okay. All right. Again, Coach Houston, if you're watching, make sure Aubrey has her apple juice. Aubrey Hupp, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on a strong sophomore season. Many more to come. Finish the business. Get it done against Wyomissing on Tuesday and then whoever in the state championship game. Best of luck in bringing home the gold.
Thank you.
All right. Aubrey Hupp, sophomore from Blackhawk, our WPIL girls basketball player of the week. I only got a couple more. One more, and then we'll be celebrating our players of the year. Coming up before we wrap up our coverage of the high school basketball season. All right, let's go over 4A, 5A, 6A. What's coming up? 4A Tuesday, Blackhawk against Wyomissing at Altoona High School, 5:30. Universal Audenried. Wait, Audenried. They're 25-5. They'll be playing Scranton Prep, also 20. Well, they're 22-5. That at Bethlehem Liberty High School at 6 p.m. WPL representative in the 5A semifinals. McKeesport, our team of the week, taking on Cathedral Prep from District 10 at Slippery Rock on Tuesday at 6. and Bethlehem Catholic taking on Archbishop Wood at Norristown. Oakland Catholic and Armstrong reached the quarterfinals, but lost. And finally, in 6A, no WPL teams left, with Norwin losing in the quarterfinals. Spring Ford against Garnet Valley in the West, and Cardinal O'Hara against Parkland in the East in girls class 6A. Only McKeesport, Blackhawk, and Greensburg Central Catholic girls still alive heading into the PIAA Final Four. All right. Thanks to Aubrey Hupp of Blackhawk for joining us. Thanks to our producer, Chris Lackner. I'm Don Rebel. Thank you for joining us on the road to Hershey. Next weekend, when we're recapping our players and teams of the week, we will have champions, hopefully a lot from District 7. We'll find out. Rebel Yell Podcast, Triple Live High School Sports Network.